Hello, Tucson. My name is Tommy Will. This is With Locals Only. This song is called Local Rapper. It's always a good night to be in Tucson. Yeah. Man, I'm just trying to make the most of it. I know I'm short, I make a call and try to hold something. See, I just paid a couple bills and still ain't paid up on the rent. But I'm this close to going crazy till the session lets me vent. You gotta listen, dog. I'm getting close, I mean I'll risk it all. I feel the fans don't understand, man, they ain't this involved. 50 tickets for that 8 p.m. slot. Headliners on the 12th, so they ain't see me when I rock. But I still make that fake post on the gram, like, look, we did it. Thanks for showing all the love when you don't know who I am. Thanks for lending me an ear, I put my heart in this. So why you talking while my song gone? Let me start it again. See, I can't live inside this apron forever. Getting $5 tips because they steak wasn't better. Man, I got dreams too. Another show that you should breeze through. It's on a Friday down the street and plus it's free too. I grab the microphone and look, but I don't see you. You said you wasn't trying to miss it. Didn't mean to, you'll make that next one. Okay, yeah, I believe that. Only asking for 10 minutes to tell me feedback. Think this life we live is a joke. Asking for that free merch, you know you keeping me broke. Keep my head up, cause one day we reaching the sky. Searching for that local love, the way it keep me alive. Doing downtown shows, getting downtown drinks. I just dropped my new sound, check the SoundCloud links. I feel like I just beg for support and it sounds crazy. But I wish that you could see these promoters that's trying to play me. I just spent a couple hundred for the beats on the tape. But it's worth like every penny just so we can relate. This a song that gives your favorite rapper deja vu. Cause at one point they was too.
A local rapper.
Man, I'm just trying to make a sure thing. I've been surviving off of liquor trees and pure dreams. And I know you don't believe me, deep inside I know it hurts. Always ask if I ain't nervous, you ain't know that makes it worse. Don't give a, if there's a thousand or a handful of you. If you trying to walk my path, I'll give my sandals to you. And that's what artists do. My dreams are real and know my heart is true. But in the end, I hope you know it always starts with you. Every sharing a comment is like a gift. Like a text from your significant, asking about your shift. How's your day? Hope it's well. Man, that song you did was lit. I just copped and showed my friends, now they all up on your rift. It's like 10 years coming, I've been at it for life. Waiting tables in the day and writing music at night. I've been praying to the Lord, I know he keeping me right. He kept me humble in the dark so I can see through the light. I know I'm ready, my time's coming. I barely smoke but I'm stressing, now my eyes blunting. I hit the book like this my city dog and I run it. And later on I'm looking back like, man, I front it. I know the work ethic, I know the feel when you writing hoping the world get it. But when they don't, man, it feel like your whole world shredded. Cause one day we reaching the sky, searching for that local love, the way it keep me alive. Doing downtown shows, getting downtown drinks. I just dropped my new sound, check the SoundCloud links. I feel like I just beg for support and it sounds crazy. I wish that you could see these promoters that's trying to play me. I just spent a couple hundred for the beats on the tape. But it's worth like every penny just so we can relate. This a song that gives your favorite rapper deja vu. Cause at one point they was too, a local rapper. Yeah, yeah.
You are tuned into KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and we are live in Studio 2A with special guests from the Tucson Hip Hop Festival. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Jocelyn Valencia, one of the co-directors of the Tucson Hip Hop Festival.
And are you the Jocelyn from With Jocelyn that I see here on this flyer?
Yes.
Is that your company?
Yes.
That's awesome. We'll talk more about that in a second.
Awesome.
And who are you?
I am Tommy Will.
Thank you so much for that song, Tommy. That was awesome.
Thank you for letting me do that.
When I talk to you, should I call you Tommy or Tommy Will? Is it a first name and a last name?
Tommy's perfectly fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're on a we're friends. We're friends.
We're on a half name basis.
We're good. We're good. I promise.
So I'm so glad you brought that song. It's called Local Rapper.
It is.
Awesome. It's very appropriate for this show.
Absolutely.
But also, it's got these elements of, like, really familiar stuff, you know? Like, mm-hmm. It's something that anyone who functions in a local music scene can relate to, but it's also kind of brutally honest, and it brings up stuff that you don't always want to think about or talk about.
Very true.
Yeah, and I read an interview from a while ago with you about how you were talking about how you try to put down things that would maybe scare someone else.
Like, absolutely.
Do you still live by that and write music by that?
I do. I've always tried to put myself in a position to where I'm outside of the genre of necessarily rap or hip hop. And I like to think of it more as like mood music. Mm-hmm. If I can make a song that adapts to your mood or makes you feel a certain emotion, then that's exactly what I want to do. Because that's what music really is. It caters to those emotions. And you don't really
attach yourself to a song unless it really strikes an emotion. So that's what I really try to do with a lot of my music.
Completely, yeah. And it really comes across. One thing that struck me when I was listening to your music is there's a lot of very kind of like classical thinker pose thought that goes into a lot of hip hop. And I think maybe people in the mainstream don't necessarily think of hip hop that way, as like there's like a thought part of hip hop first.
Absolutely.
Where you think about what you're going to say really hard. And maybe like someone who's like functioning in like the indie rock scene doesn't like sit down and contemplate what they're trying to say. And I'm just wondering, how is that my feeling about this process? Is this true? Do you kind of experience that? Like, can you speak to that a little bit?
It is a true thing for, I'll probably say about 90% of it, because as independent or local artists, you have to realize that everything that you're putting into a song, it's a song that you're putting out to try to not only just release your craft, like it's all about, you know, our own emotion, and that's why we do music. But you're also trying to say things that catch on to the public, because at some point you want to turn this into a career.
Yeah.
So you have to have that thought process of, okay, if I say this, are they going to realize this is actually what I mean, or are they going to take to it? One thing I like to try to do with my music a lot as well is, it's called a quotable. It's something in my song, something you would put as your Instagram caption or Facebook status, something like that. And that helps make songs popular as well. So I'm trying to think throughout every verse that I write, is this in there? Is this in there? And am I also keeping it as a song that people will hear and they'll be like, that's Tommy. That's not anybody else. That's Tommy. I can tell that that's him. Mm-hmm. So it's a real mix of those things. But I definitely agree. It's definitely a thought process. You have to think about what you're putting out there, because if you don't, you don't know who's listening.
Yeah.
And people are easily, whatever you say could go into their mind and they could do it. Mm-hmm. So I can't go around talking negative things, because I don't know if someone's listening who's really a fan and they're going to start doing that negative stuff because I said it. You know, so you definitely have to think about what you're writing and putting out there.
Yeah, that meditation really comes across in your music.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
The other thing that really comes across, you have these very atmospheric, help me. So you're the rapper.
Yes.
And then is it a producer that makes the sound underneath your...
There is.
And that... to me, it's very atmospheric. Like, the minute it starts, I'm somewhere else. I think the track Strawberry Lemonade really exemplifies that. Can you talk about that relationship?
So, a good portion of my music, all I do is record at home. So it's really difficult for me to get in contact and work in studio with certain producers. So the Strawberry Lemonade song was actually one that I literally just found online. So I really have no contact with that producer besides I just paid him.
That's awesome.
Got the beat and I created the song. But there are a lot of producers in Tucson that do absolute great work. At the festival, there is a producer stage. So they're going to be playing beats all day of their own stuff. But a couple key guys that I work with, Kato on the track, he produced my whole last EP. Mm-hmm. He's based out of Atlanta. He's done work for Funk Volume with Dizzy Wright, Jaron Benton, Swizz. He's done some stuff for Futuristic, Joyner Lucas, Token, a lot of top tier independent artists. And we had a relationship after years of really just trying to impress him, and came to a decision, and we ended up working on an album. A couple other guys locally, Zico, just sent me a whole pack of beats. I hope he's in here. I'm working on them. My homie Jay Pats, Jay Florin. There's a lot of good. There's too many to name, but the producer to artist relationship is extremely important.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that I'm starting to get more involved with local producers, because that helps you to make your own sound. That'll make Tucson rap have its own sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a great way to turn to the festival.
Absolutely.
Because you said there's a producer stage. There's also... Jocelyn, tell us. Tell us what's going on. There's the producer stage. There's the rapper stage. There's, like, enormous headlining acts. Right. So excited about the Underachievers.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited too. Yeah, so we basically essentially have a stage for each element in hip hop culture. So we have the DJ stage, the rap stage, or the MC stage. We have the B-boy, B-girl stage, which most people know is breakdancing. We have live graffiti going on, and then we also have the producer stage. And there's just so many other elements that we have going on as well at the festival.
Yeah, it's crazy. This flyer is jam-packed with everything you could possibly want.
Yeah, shout out to our graphic designer, Milkweed, who's been doing amazing work on all our graphics.
Yeah. Is there anything, we've had you on the last 3 years, I think, or at least people from the Hip Hop Festival, mm-hmm. It's always been awesome. Is there anything this year that has grown or changed or is different from years before?
Yeah, every year I feel like we have some new aspect. Like, for example, last year was the first year that we closed down the street. And this year we're doing the same thing, but I would say the biggest change is that we're going from 1 day to 4. So it goes from Wednesday the 6th all the way to Saturday the 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those days, it's not just evenings. It's days from like 8 a.m. for the breakfast with the mayor, right?
Yeah.
Onward. And it just doesn't stop.
Right. Yeah. Friday and Saturday are probably going to be the busiest because, on Friday it starts at 8 a.m. with breakfast with the mayor. I'm really excited that he was super down to join us. And it goes all the way to the Masta Ace Marco Polo show at Congress that night. And then the following day, it's all day from noon to midnight.
Which is the block party. Mm-hmm. So if you don't come for the music, come for anything else. There's hundreds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take pride that we're an all-ages, family-friendly environment. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like our festival... even if you may not be super into hip hop, I feel like anybody could find something that they would enjoy by attending.
Yeah. Is there anything specifically that you would recommend to someone who maybe is just approaching this from absolutely no understanding of the genre?
Yeah.
Go see Tommy.
Yeah. We'll get to that. We're going to come back to you. Don't worry.
I feel like if I were to go to the main day of the festival and not really be as aware of hip hop, I feel like I personally would find the live graffiti painting really cool. And also the B-boy, B-girl battles. I think just like watching, breakdancing live is just really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And for those that aren't really familiar with hip hop too, like go to the festival and you'll see what the whole culture is, because I feel like a lot of people only know that people think that it's only rapping. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would recommend is like come with an open mind and know that you're going to step into a culture.
Yeah. So March 8th is one of those ginormous days, and you're performing at 9:05 at Congress.
Yes, ma'am.
On the main stage, right? Is there anything that we should look forward to specifically with your set? Anything new? Anything weird?
Well, it might be weird. It definitely might be weird. I'm trying to pull off something special. Last year, I was lucky enough to play the main stage right before Bun B, and it was such an amazing feeling. And I played with a full band. I had friends that I had a keyboard guy, drums, a guitar of some extremely, extremely talented guys. And it was a whole nother level of feeling. Mm. So personally, I want to be able to top that because it is only going to be myself and my DJ this year. DJ Rip D from Golden Artist Group as well, of course. So I have a couple ideas that I'm going to try to pull off because this is really your opportunity. This is our, without the awards, this is our BET Awards. This is our South by Southwest. This is our chance to really be flamboyant. There's no other really real show around where they give you 5-10 minutes to set up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rappers just grab a microphone, tell them to hit play, and they just rap. But you have to use this as something to where people are going to see you and they're going to remember you. you know, it is a community event, but at the same time, there's going to be a lot of eyes on everybody.
Yeah.
So you got to do something to set yourself apart. And I've been doing this so long that I definitely need to keep it fresh. So hopefully I can play it off and it works out.
So you'll find out 9:05.
9:05 on Friday.
We'll find out what's going to happen. I can't wait. Are you looking forward to seeing anyone in particular, specifically from the local scene?
From the local scene, I am. My big brother, he's kind of like a mentor to me as well, Jamal Ari. He's going to be performing on Saturday at 7 on the rap stage. And this will be his first time at the festival.
Cool.
And he just put out a project called Waves. And I'm really proud of him. And this is going to be his first time kind of letting his guard down and getting more involved with the scene. So I'm definitely excited to see what he's going to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jocelyn, anyone in particular that you're super excited to see? You're going to make time in your insane schedule to check
out?
Yeah,
I hope I get to enjoy some performances this year. Man, it's hard for me to pick favorites from the local scene. I am excited for... Man.
There's a lot of groups, too, on the main stage. There's a lot of new groups.
You were telling Duncan about this one that's on the album you guys got us.
Yeah, I'm really proud of our all-female cypher that we put out this year.
Yeah, and that's Trauma.
Trauma's going to kill it.
Yeah, correct me if I say any of these wrong. Esprizy, Lizzie Page, Chazelle.
Chazelle, yeah.
And that's Cypher.
Yeah, it's like Tucson's first all-female Cypher, maybe even Arizona's first all-female Cypher. If you guys haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. Just search Tucson Hip Hop Festival, and you can find it. But I'm really proud of that work because it also, you know, the makeup artist was a female. The director and producers was a female. Mm-hmm. So it was like an all-around female project that came to life, and yeah, I'm really excited. You can catch all of them on the main day.
Yeah, and so all of them are performing separately.
Yeah,
so just go to the whole day.
Check them out. Yeah, support the women in the scene.
Yeah.
So definitely check out their performances.
Awesome. Yeah, and we're gonna hear a little bit from that. I think we're gonna hear that track in just a second, but I do want to say thank you so much for coming down. It was so great to hear that song.
Thank you so much. It was great to perform it. The song means a lot for me, so thank you.
Cool. That was Tommy Will. This is Jocelyn over here. I forgot to mention, but people can check it out. It was live on YouTube and on Facebook, and it will be up in probably a few days as well.
Awesome.
So we're going to hear from Trauma. Wait, I'm going to say it all again. I'm going to do it right. Trauma, Esprizy, Lizzie Page, and Chazelle.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Duncan.
Oh my God, Esprizy in the
building.
There
it is. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Being hella modest, I'm really feeling myself, let's be honest. Ooh. It ain't tricking if you got it. Pick apart the truth of prophet or goddess. Ooh. Stash pockets for the chrome. Yeah, gas coming from a closet. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants a profit. Now we're never Arizona, the hottest, like yeah, yeah, yeah. Up one time for the tuck, like yeah. Breaking this back on the track, like yeah. Man, I did my time, I ain't never going back. And mm-hmm. I'm on my grind, gotta burn these tracks. See me OT, gotta earn these racks. Mm-hmm. See me with cheese, gotta kill these rats with a piece that be right on this slap like duh.